And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of May, 2007. It was on this day, 1626, the Dutch explorer Peter Minuit landed on what is now Manhattan Island. The Dutch were drawn to Manhattan because of its great fertility in the wildlife. There were tall oaks and chestnuts, walnuts, maples, cedars, and pines right up to the edge of the water. Many roses grew wild, vast array of flowers. It was a sweet-smelling island. Sailors coming into harbor said it was one of the sweetest-smelling shores they had ever approached. There were 12-inch oysters and 6-foot lobsters in the bay, so many fish in the streams they could be caught by hand. Great flocks of birds, including wild swans and blackbirds. And there was already a small village in place. At the tip of the island, a cemetery, a small farm, an orchard, and 2 wealthy estates and houses along the East River. It's the birthday of the man who defended Charles Darwin, Thomas Henry Huxley, born in Ealing, England, in 1825. He was a doctor, he was a scientist, who in 1856, during a visit to Darwin's house, learned about Darwin's theory of evolution and became a spokesman for Darwin, who was by nature a reclusive person. Huxley enjoyed public debates, and in one debate with the Bishop of Oxford, Samuel Wilberforce, Huxley said, "I would rather have an ape for an ancestor than a man who won't face the truth." It was Huxley who coined the word agnostic to describe his idea that the only things worth believing in were things that could be directly observed. And it's the birthday of the man credited with inventing the piano, Bartolomeo Cristofori, born in Padua, Italy, 1655. It was called the pianoforte, meaning it could play soft and loud. Here's a poem for today by Sebastian Matthews, a poem in which there is a piano, a poem entitled Live at the Village Vanguard. Near the end of Bill Evans's Porgy, I Loves You, Porgy, played live at the Village Vanguard and added as an extra track on Waltz for Debbie, a session made famous by the death of the trio's young bassist in a car crash. A woman laughs. There's been background babble bubbling up the whole set. You get used to the voices percolating at the song's fringes, the clink of glasses and tips of silver on hard plates. Listen to the recording enough, and you almost accept the aural clutter as another percussive trick the drummer pulls out like brushes on a snare. But this woman's voice stands out for its carefree audacity, how it broadcasts the lovely ascending stare of her happiness. Evans has just made one of his elegant casual flights up an octave and rests on its landing, notes spilling from his left hand like sunlight before coming back down into the tune's lush living room of a conclusion. The laugh begins softly, subsides, then lifts up to step over the bass line, 5 short bursts of pleasure, pushed out of what can only be a long, lovely, tan throat. Maybe Evans smiles to himself when he hears it, leaving a little space between the notes he's cobbled to close the song. Maybe the man she's with leans in first to still her from the laugh he's just coaxed from her, then to caress the cascade of her hair that hangs lace curtain in the last vestiges of spotlight stippling the table. Live at the Village Vanguard, a poem by Sebastian Matthews from his collection We Generous, published by Red Hen Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.